This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Yeah!
Hey,
Race Wars, be back in the house, man.
Yeah, buddy. I was just in Montreal. That's right.
Yes, how was it? Was it great?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How was it? Was it great?
I like Montreal a lot.
Karen's here too. Karen, say hi.
I don't know what do you mean great as opposed to the many other
Montreal,
times in Montreal?
Aspen.
During the summertime, it's a great place to go.
No, listen, I love Canada. I go to up there all the time.
Can I tell you one of the best parts of Montreal?
You ain't gonna tell me. The strip
you don't
clubs,
have to feel guilty about
the Italian area.
And I'm not saying whatever you're
my boy
of
Richie,
guilt.
My boy Robbie's up there.
But
big
I
shout
got
to Robbie.
Zero homeless guilt in Montreal.
Because they're bilingual. Because they're bilingual.
Nah, because they're not homeless.
You homeless and you bilingual? Nigga, make something to yourself. You stop wasting my time with your fucking French. Shut up.
It's like a weird nigga. Kind of French. But as much as that's annoying, I do kind of like that there's a place like that close you could go that's like, oh, they're like yeah. not a...
We don't take advantage of Montreal as much as we should.
New Yorkers. I get the Frenchness. That's not even the thing that's unlikable. That's probably people...
I love that town.
People
love
like
it.
To make that joke, but I like
it. I love that town.
Right, but I'm telling you what
always get laid up there. Always. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't help but to get laid in Montreal.
Everyone is so goddamn Euro hot.
And that's how.
But they might have hairy underarms. You might get a girl with hairy underarms and a hairy bush, display like the 70s, and roll with it.
I request that.
Yeah, you like that.
I don't give a goddamn.
Yeah, you like a bitch down on her luck.
Down on her luck armpits? Is that what you're calling it?
Yes, down on her luck
no,
armpits.
No, Sherrod, the best part I'm trying to tell you. There's two best parts, and I brought this up there a lot. One, their world-famous pitcher of half-full table water that has no ice in it that you get at every restaurant.
Do you like that? You can put a goldfish in it.
Yeah, it's goldfish water.
It's definitely fish
can
water.
Can I have some tepid goldfish water? And please turn the air conditioning off. I know you don't believe in that.
They're earthy people. They're earthy.
And also, can I have a lot of goods with no plastic bag to hold the goods? This is my request. First thing I ask for. I go, can I have a lot of assorted small goods not put in a plastic bag that would hold these goods?
But the plastic bag will kill the earth. It'll kill the planet.
I don't drive. Get it? I live in New York. What's up, man? I live in New York.
Right.
So my carbon footprint means I get all the goddamn bags I want wherever I go.
You're like a little Asian woman on the train with the pink bags.
Damn, I might as well have a blue tarp on my head collecting cans myself to deserve the amount that I deserve.
You got a plastic bag for each item. It's like, I want the cabbage separate from the canned goods.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me amend what I was saying. Yeah. No, you can get a bag, but they won't give it to you for each item, no matter how hard you demand it. And don't even ask them to put a mosquito in your warm table water.
I like Montreal, though. It feels like European town.
Dude, I had an awesome time. I really like them. We got to go up there and do the
we have
podcast.
Oh, we have to.
I know we
to.
Keep saying it, but.
We got to take this out. We got to take this out.
As soon as I'm out of work, which is going to be any day now, that's when it's hardcore Race Wars tour time.
So my dreams are coming true. All my dreams are coming
Is that what's happening? I gotta watch the show still.
I was like, pronounce it right. Pronounce it right.
So, dude, do you know who's calling
Nailed
in?
It.
You know what we're gonna get pretty soon?
Oh.
All right, one, I believe Obama himself is coming in.
All right.
With no security.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because he doesn't give a fuck now.
One of the daughters is a big fan of mine. She, I think it's Tata Delicious Obama. Is that the one? Is the name Tata
Here's
Delicious?
Here's how he said this connection.
Is it Tata Delicious Obama?
Sherrod went to school with his daughter Tata Delicious Obama.
Yes, she was a sweet girl, man. Boy, could she take
you
a punch.
You do know a lot of people's daughters, though, I have to say.
I do.
It's not out of the
realm
of possibility.
Listen, Ashley Biden's coming in next week on Race Wars.
That's not even a bad joke. Her name's Ashley.
Yeah, that's a true story. Ashley Biden, the daughter of the Vice President Joe Biden, on Race Wars next week. That's a get, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a get. Yeah, we had a night this
okay,
weekend.
Well, it's not as good as how Obama's
yeah,
coming in.
Yeah, Secret Service is all up in my mouth, nigga. Secret Service all up in a nigga mouth.
Is that a Wiz Khalifa song?
It might be.
Can we make that the title right now and really not miss this title this
Secret
time?
Secret Service in my mouth.
Up in a nigga's mouth. That is the title. And if you want to listen to it, you are downloading that title.
Download it. Listen, Black and White tonight, second episode airs tonight, 10:30 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern, and 9:30 Central. Kurt, you didn't watch the first episode yet.
I didn't watch the first episode, but I'm going to watch it.
You're the worst kind of person. David Alan Grier is on tonight, and he did some skits with us, which was fucking great.
I'm not
great.
Comfortable with a black man having three names, so I'm going to be honest with you.
I hear that. I can understand that.
Other than Clarence Williams III, that was the last one.
It's like you got three of my friends' names. Where's the Greer in you?
So, Shad, here's who's calling in first, because Barry Crimmins.
Yes, who's calling in? Barry Crimmins?
Yeah, Barry Crimmins, if you don't know him.
I don't.
He's a good Netflix special about him. That's how I know
him. What is he doing on the Netflix?
He's an 80s comic, I remember. But this dude's story is crazy.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, he got some kind of horrific molestation when he was young, it turned out. Years later in life.
He's from Boston?
No, it sounds like he should be from Boston, doesn't it? Or he is from Boston? No, I thought he's from Rochester.
Boston. No, he's from Boston. I know the story. Wait. I know, Shelby. I know the story now.
Okay.
Now you said Barry
Crimmins.
Comedy-wise,
I know he was a Boston name, but I'm...
Oh, it's a
well,
bad molest...
call in.
Oh,
we
can he got
decide.
Molested. He got... Oh, serious
but
molestation.
What he did, though...
serious molestation.
Because I don't know if you know this, or if you remember this, but AOL in the 90s was like a pedophile haven. Okay. And there was no, because it was new, right? The internet.
Right.
And not everybody could afford it.
Right.
And it was like a thing that everybody had. So that was like the first pedophile. That was pedophiles landed on the moon. That's what. That's how big AOL was.
I wasn't aware of that. And that's how Barry got caught up on AOL.
He brought that shit to Congress because AOL had a fucking three strikes you're out policy for child pornography.
What? Three strikes? What do you mean
they
three strikes?
Paying attention?
It's supposed to be one strike.
Hey, Buster, that's strike two. Do you want to be off AOL? I don't want to see one more child porn on this goddamn site.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand why three strikes applies to anything except sports ever. After two times, you already know of anything.
Or rape, Karen. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Karen, what's wrong with you?
I apologize.
You answered your own
quite
question.
A career of it. Oh, yeah. Call Me Lucky, it's called on Netflix. So that's
Call Me Lucky.
Yeah, I didn't know him
right,
before.
Right, yeah, I know the story. I know other comedians who know the story and know Barry, even Colin
Quinn.
So
I met him in Montreal, and he's a pretty good dude, so he's going to call
You know what?
In.
I think I was here when he got interviewed on OPE Radio. I was here.
Oh, yeah.
That episode. Yes, I met the dude.
Well, I feel a lot less bad about missing the first episode of Black and White, I can tell you.
There's a lot of molestation on Black and White. A lot. I mean, pedophilia.
I'm not talking about the backstage intimidation of Christian Finnegan.
He intimidates me. What all his white power? He has white power.
Does Christian Finnegan come in dressed like Calvin Candy from...
Listen, he's whiter than you ever imagined, Kurt. He's whiter than you ever... Your eyebrows wish they were this way.
I know.
Wish!
I know.
Wish!
Well, here's the other call that's going to come in a second.
All right.
Because before I went
Barry
to Montreal,
Crimmins.
I don't know if you noticed, I got my little blue check mark on Twitter.
Finally.
I complained directly to the guy.
Oh, who's the guy? Twitter guy?
Yeah, it's like Jeff or something.
Yeah,
just
that's who
up.
Called me. He
His
called
name
me.
Is Jack.
He called me and said,
Jack.
Do you know Kurt? And this was
and
the third
I
call. I was like,
Jack.
Okay, yes, finally, yes.
Because I didn't even think that. Because I looked
check
it up.
Him. Give him the blue check.
Because I was sick of all these goddamn fake me's, right? So all I'm right. Why don't I have this thing to easily differentiate? So then somebody was like, oh, yeah, you got to apply for it. I'm like, what?
And yeah. I had somebody do it for me,
you don't.
Actually.
No,
one of
you
my
don't.
Staff.
You can't apply for it. They just decide to give it to you.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, somebody made it happen for me. I guess they made them aware of it.
It's not based on followers. It's based on how many people are pretending to be you.
Is
so,
it?
I swear to God, they'll take that shit into consideration.
Maybe that's part of it.
And also, I blame...
Somebody got it done for me,
I pinned a lot of it on Milo. I don't know.
He loves Leslie Jones.
Yeah, he's gone. I just pinned it on him, and I was like, come on, man, if you're giving out blue check marks...
Yeah.
How do you enforce a lifetime ban, though? He's banned for
they
life.
They just don't let you log in.
No, but you can just make
name?
A new account.
Well,
and
they'll find you.
I'll bet it'd be easier for him if there wasn't 50 other people with his picture.
Yeah, it's so he's so high profile, though. They'll search him out and fucking delete anything
that
seems like him.
Why would you want to be a different name? The whole point of it, the reason I'm on Facebook like a jerk off is because it's my name. And yeah. I don't want to do it under a different name. There's certainly a thing of your own narcissism of wanting this. People to see your shit.
Yeah, I don't want to be a fake me though.
I mean,
I want
I'm that big a piece of shit that I go on Facebook enough to think that like that my not Because it's free, I don't. I feel like I don't have to give a shit. Like
you had
like,
me, and I'm it. That big a piece of shit. After that, it was all a blur.
Yeah.
It was a blur after that.
He knows himself.
So I got my little check mark, and I went on a cocky tirade.
Did you?
Yeah, about like these, because it's just a, it's so insane. That Leslie thing.
Yeah.
Which people keep bringing up the fucking racism. Do you see, like, isn't Breitbart, they go, well, okay, Leslie, so this is the Ghostbusters bullshit of, they sent her ape pictures.
Yeah.
Right, to, like.
It's brutal.
Right, brutal. Which, it's by awful. The way, I could be called any name. I don't give a shit. Like, if you don't pretend to be me to, like, talk to people, I kind of know. I'm satisfied with a simple verbal abuse. I appreciate myself.
Yeah.
But, it's. The way people try to justify it, like, well, she said racist shit about like white, like it's not a, the racism is like a distraction, dude.
Yeah.
That's not even the point of none of that. Like, that's almost trivial. The thing that's evil to me is why you would like as a group, like if I just said some, like if I go, hey, Sherrod's a dirt. Let's say I did that to you,
right,
my friend Sherrod, like
every other week,
yeah, as I do, but publicly instead of
all right, okay.
Just to close face friends to and family,
face. Drunkenly in my face, swearing.
So you ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. Your daddy ain't shit.
Thanks, Kurt. Oh my god. So. But, like, if I just put that on my own Facebook wall, let's say, right?
Right.
That's not, which would be pretty shitty of me. That's the shitty of, like, let's, I want her, this person I don't know, to see this.
Right.
I yes. want you to know, I'm a guy from Nowheresville, Arkansas, who saw, and I want you to know that you're this much of an abstract concept and not a human to me. And also, a dirty nigger, I want to tell you, call you a nigger. Hi, you don't know me.
Yeah.
I'd like to call you a nigger. A group of
fucking
people.
Awful people.
A group
awful.
Of people got together on Reddit to like plan to do. So that to me is the why you be a piece of shit.
Right.
Like it's so not. And this is the whole thing that bugs me because I was the one getting fucked with by like. Dippy
listen,
lefties.
You ain't gotta explain this to me. Of all
I'm
people,
the person that I'm like,
who gets more racist shit than anybody?
All the shit I got
even
into,
more than Leslie,
dude. All the shit I got into is defending.
What? Do
Sam.
I?
Yeah,
neck and neck.
What do you get? What
me and Leslie neck and neck with racist shit?
Yeah. Well, what's people's problem?
Tell her. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
Here's the first the first question of
is it just because you're a public figure that you're
no?
That
it's
it
because where I go up, like even on Opie Radio, it's like a lot of fucking people who are not good with black people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like being good with well, spiders.
Listen, they ain't good with it.
Dude, hey, you know what?
This ain't good with it.
What does that mean?
Hey, I get it. You're not
but
good
I ain't going nowhere.
But it is a little hysterical, the sheer number of those particular people that will come in with a picture of fucking Patrice. As if.
And Patrice used to tell me how much hate shit he used to get. Patrice used to tell me all the
he
time.
He told me he supported hate speech, by the way.
Yeah, but he used
he
to
didn't
get...
mean that you like try to fucking
right.
burn a cross
right.
on somebody's fucking
right.
lawn, you dipshit.
Right.
So, and any one of those dudes, he would have melted them. Or, well, honestly, you know what? Patrice actually would not have melted. That's how I would
him.
Be like. He would have fucking set somebody straight. Like he would give a shit. If you were that kind of person, he's the type of dude that would straighten your shit out. Like he was like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He really was a fucking like.
He was I miss so much.
So anyway,
he would have been great on
but
Black
Patrice
and White.
Is a main
tonight,
reason
tonight 10:30 Black and White Eastern 9:30 Central Black and White on A&E.
You know, as
I mean, sit back and get uncomfortable.
As his dying words to me, Black and White may or may not be good.
He said that he knows it's great. He knows. He knew. This is a continuation of him. His spirit. Black and White on A&E, 10:30 tonight, after all new Wahlburgers. Hey, Donnie and Mom. Donnie, nice to see you on that police show. Jenny McCarthy, big shout to
he
you,
said
too.
All that. He said after an all-new Wahlburgers. And
he said after all-new Wahlburgers. That precious mother Alma. I had to go through all that shit. Those little niggas ruining the house.
Well, so I went hog wild. I would take pictures of... I find the shittiest looking like white dudes I could find online.
Right.
And I would put trigger warnings. I'd be like, help. This guy does not like me. Like, I would ask people to help me because of this guy called me a Jew.
They love calling you a Jew. Or a cuckold.
Yeah, well, listen, I get cuckolds like, what are you, a faggot? I get that. That's fine.
Hasn't it died down, though? Hasn't it has.
White dudes.
Well, because it's, you can only, I mean, it gets.
It played out.
It's just like.
It's been played out.
If you can take a thing out of the box. Dude, if like one person, that was what they would do is call you that, then you'd be like, oh, he got me. And that could become even like his trademark. You got cucked.
Right.
But all of you repeating it like it's lines from fucking Talladega Nights to each other.
It's like a gay Borg.
Yeah, like it just burns out like a natural fucking, like Ebola kills itself. But yeah. Fucking the Jew thing is so
hysterical.
It spreads hysterical.
Too rapidly.
Like the Jew thing is like, that's the insult. I say you're Jewish. I'm like, God damn, that's the creepiest shit I ever heard.
That's the dig?
I got you.
Found a yarmulke, nigga.
Dude, I said Montreal. That's why I'm worried. That's why I have to like back up Jews, because if they do, if there is a Jew roundup again, which there
you're
may,
in. You're
may
in.
Be as far as Twitter goes. Oh, yeah, I'm not getting out of that.
I'm gonna have to vouch for you.
Yeah, they're gonna go to
that's
my
how
blonde.
Twisted it's gonna
yes,
be.
They're gonna go to this devious blonde Jew I'm dating, and she's gonna work. She's gonna Jew her way out of things.
She's gonna wasp her
and
way
then
out
they're
of
gonna
things.
Put Woody Allen glasses on me and measure my nose to Woody Allen glasses measurements.
He'd be like, surely this merchant.
Yeah, and I'm gone, friends. That's right.
Your you
Honor,
get around
Your
that
Honor,
out.
There's been a terrible mistake. I am not.
It's going to be like that Batman court.
You have to be God. The Heidi Cruz of us.
I didn't even have a fucking, like, even if by the most stringent Nazi standards of Jewishness,
yeah.
I pass with flying colors.
Yes. Oh, the end.
And I just want everyone to know that.
They're going to rename you Keep the Books. Keep the Books, Wyskinski.
Oh, my God, dude. That's the funniest shit in the world.
But
this is the other thing I don't get. But anyway, this guy's not a fucking one of these dudes but I had a bunch of shit coming at me.
Right.
Which is it's hysterical because it's like it's not like it used to be like an independent kind of thing. Like okay. That one crazy dude was his own thing. But about nothing because there's like this is a different group like that it's like a fucking political action thing.
Well, this is not FERT. This is a different thing than FERT.
What's
yeah,
FERT?
Right? FERT was Fake Kurt.
Fake Kurt, who was like coming after him. And then he goes, and Karen, you're a cunt too. And then a week later, he goes, but I do want to talk to you.
I mean,
go,
first
right,
of all,
he's just
buddy,
a fan. All these
me.
Guys just
he was
fans.
A fan. Yes.
Just because you got it right about Karen doesn't mean you know me.
Sure, you know the Karen thing. But everybody's wrong.
He's bipolar. He's not stupid.
Yeah. He got some callers and some shit.
Yeah. Well, wait. So this dude is a race. Who's going to call? He's a race realist. Because my thing was just saying Nazi to everything because it sounds Nazi-ish, but apparently there's a lot of nuance to it that I don't get. So that's who's going to call in.
I didn't know that racist was short for
his
race
guy,
realist.
Alabama.
Oh, these guys are not coming on. What?
Hey.
Oh, Aaron. Bro,
tipsy Aaron coming in. Fair enough.
Good to see you.
You raise
yeah,
a fair
here.
Point. Yeah, sit here. We're just waiting for...
Like you still got convention spirit on you. You got yeah. Convention confidence.
Did you bring a little of your...
Did I bring a little of my what?
Convention confidence back with you?
Yes.
All I felt at the convention was shame. Both conventions. Just
really?
Pure,
well, yeah. Why did you put together such shitty conventions is my first question.
I know. I should have done a better job. I can't hear myself. Is that...
Turn it up
no,
right
here.
Turn
it up. I can hear you.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the future.
I wanted you to turn it up slowly and then do like those videos where they get their hearing back. You go, it's like touching everyone's face.
A baby
mommy.
His
you can't
twice.
Believe it.
Mommy, I hear you.
Yeah.
You're so beautiful. Shut up. You fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Sharad knew exactly what I was thinking.
Nailed it. So how was the conventions?
Well, they were both sort of different flavors of shit show.
Okay. Yeah. Did you get laid is my first question.
No comment.
That means yes.
No.
Wow.
Which one, though? I say Republican.
God, no.
Like, I say Republican.
Wow.
No,
you're like, making a Republican bet.
Because you want a fucking hate fuck.
Oh.
Aaron loves a hate fuck.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay. Like, No.
Did you see, what's that movie with Alec Baldwin? It's a documentary with him and that one director who's like a fat guy that like tricks girls into jerking them off in the park. He made Black and White the movie.
That one director who's fat and tricks girls into jerking them off in
That's
the
every
park.
Director.
Is that the one that we saw?
The one.
Kurt? Is that the one that we saw?
The one you and me saw. Yeah, it was on HBO. It was called Seduced and Abandoned.
That's right.
Oh. And him and this guy, James Toback.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
James Toback.
Okay, and they were trying to go to Cannes.
James Toback, you're right. I did.
I
did it at the Republican convention. It was so weird that he was there.
But this is the movie that they're trying to pitch. It was like Last Tango in Paris, and they were going to reimagine it as a liberal reporter hooking up with a right-wing pundit in like into Crete. And then having
where's Tikrit?
Crazy hate fuck.
Where is Tikrit?
In Iraq.
So
what
white.
Horrible place is Tikrit?
Iraq.
I had an apartment.
Iraq, where your jeans came from. You goddamn foreigner sneaking in.
Oh my god, I'm half Tikrit.
You Sunni cunt.
You sword nosed bitch. You
Twitter
don't know.
Wiz is so right about me.
but yeah, the conventions were cool. In like a, in an I hate it kind of a way, right. You know, like sometimes you're like in a situation where you're like, this is so bad, but I'm fully aware of what's happening around.
They I were felt, both equally bad, weren't they?
I knew it. For different reasons. So the Republican convention was weird because it was like the people that are dedicated enough to being either ideology are very fucking weird,
a mess,
extremely weird. A mess. So like, but the Republican weird is kind of scarier than the Democratic weird.
Because you're more familiar with the Democratic
totally.
Weird. That's
yeah.
why.
I think I grew up with like people who are borderline Democratic weird. But I also sort of like being around the Republican weird because they're so earnest and they like love Jesus so much and they wear so many flag things.
Well, those are the ones that are, those are the ones. It is nice. It is
it's
nice.
It's comforting. It's like, nice. Oh, yeah, yeah. What country am I in? Oh, this guy's shirt says America.
You know what? I had
like
a Thanksgiving that
shit too,
with,
yeah.
Minnesota.
Wearing flag shit. I like a like a hearty patriotism.
Yeah, same.
Isn't it comforting?
Okay, but you wear the Iraqi flag. It's a little different, okay? I've asked you to try
I wear
to...
the flag where my heart is.
I respect
In Minnesota.
That. I respect
you know what,
that.
Dude?
Thank you.
You know Josh Blue, the comic?
Oh, yeah. Is this Josh Blue?
He's not, his family's nice. They have me...
yes!
This one?
Yeah, the one with three balls.
I just wanted to know.
No, yeah.
I ain't trying to fucking call name call.
No, dude, he's
that's that, one to know. Is this
let me
one
tell you something.
Or not that one.
So he had me over for Thanksgiving. I was just there on the road. So right. Thanksgiving.
Did you make
family.
Your own plate? You had to make your own.
Oh, dude, I made every joke. I made every joke to him. He was making. Honest to God, because we didn't get high.
Like, thanks for the mashed potatoes on my lap. Anywho.
No, dude, I asked. I was like, does weed help this? Like, no, it makes it much worse. Anyway, there was a dude. They're like nice. His family's like nice people. So they have all these people over that are like, some of which are crazy. And it's a dude in overalls. It's like a Minnesota conservative kind of dude.
Where were
not?
You like doing shows there? And that's why
I was
you...
at the Mall of America doing
okay.
shows.
Okay. And,
Minnesota conservatives like a specifically weird kind.
Yeah. Attell calls it the opinionated fat guy look. That's they all have the same thing.
But that's all of Ohio. Like,
yeah. That's yeah. Ohio is the state for it.
Yeah,
so he had to. So he's like, so what kind of comedy do you do? I'm
come
like,
in,
I don't
dummy.
Know.
They got Elon's at the door. Come in.
Come in. Come in, Mr. President.
Should I? I'm going to all yield.
You should
my...
go to your news
yeah,
chair. God damn it.
So mean.
Go back to your room.
Not me. I'm big and I'm
get over here. This guy with Hollywood jacket. I'm over Elon already with his
listen,
fucking Hollywood varsity jacket.
Hold up. Listen. This dude fucking
hello.
Said, try. Because I want to introduce him right. This dude fucking asked me what kind of comedy I like. And then he goes, I find the comedy of today too dark. And if you look in the scripture, dark is associated with evil.
Okay.
And I
tell
like,
your father I said hi.
I like red buttons. This is his favorite comedian. You ever like try
who
to relate?
Who says red buttons?
A fucking maniac, dude.
A psychopath. How old was this dude?
40. He introduced himself as a thinker to several people. Also.
Oh my god.
Speaking of dark.
Here we go.
Speaking of dark. I finally figured out why dogs bark at black people.
Why is that, Elon?
Because chocolate can kill them.
Oh my god. Get security to get Elon out of here.
I can't believe I got kicked out of my chair for that.
For that. Thank you.
Elon.
I wish chocolate could kill you.
Elon, you're on the news.
Oh my god.
Stop
Elon.
Reporting
Hi.
The news.
Go to the news, Tim.
Can we do the news?
Elon, go to the news.
This is,
wait a minute. That's a good point. What did you, because you brought it up. somebody else texted me this about Trump. Like, do you think that's a big deal? That shit.
He's losing his fucking
Explain
mind.
Explain what it is.
Wait, well, let's wait until the news segment.
Yeah, we'll wait for the news for that. Don't get Aaron all the Trump loose.
No,
please.
Wait.
If you get me this wet this early, I'm going to have to leave.
Aaron, I
want to
play the song as much as everyone does, but just because the guy's going to call in is a dude from the South who's like a race realist.
Oh my God.
I want to talk about that because I want to ask him if that affects it. Because I feel like that ain't going to affect it.
You're such Hollywood. Look at you.
Being at Sirius Radio, I have to. I'm actually contractually obligated to do my Howard Stern. So can we open with that?
Let's do it. Go.
Oh yeah, you can.
Can
open
we open
with that?
Sure. Go all Stern. Go
all Stern. What was her name again? What was your name?
Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah. This is Aaron.
Sorry, I was looking for
Aaron,
the volume.
Aaron Gloria button. Ryan.
Aaron Gloria Ryan. This is Karen the Jew Margolis, who you know.
I know Karen.
Yes.
But and then. Karen.
Don't be
Aaron.
Stop
and
being
Aaron.
Bitter
our
that
names, our name's
she
Ryan,
married out of her tribe.
We are sisters. Go ahead.
Did
we
she
are,
marry out
we
of her tribe?
Are sisters and we practice kissing on each other.
All right, Aaron, can I just do a 30-second interview as Howard?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, this is very exciting. Let me tell you something. This Aaron is so hot. What are you, a B cup? look, obvious.
I'm a D.
Ooh. Robin's a quadruple D. So, look, obviously you're attracted to me, Aaron. And I would do you right here. But I got to be honest with you.
Have I lost the audience?
No,
it's pretty good,
right? It's great.
No, hold on. Wait. Don't fuck
confuse
it up.
Confuse the listeners.
Is Brian
confused.
And his dude on the list, Shelby?
So instead of what else in the news, Robin, it's what else is in the news, Aaron?
Yes.
Very exciting. Are you doing the news? Are you
not
doing
yet.
The news?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
we're not up to that yet.
I have a song.
We're not up to that.
We got about 20 minutes before the news.
All right, good. I'm just here to do a few fun impressions.
That was a good one.
And some racial
That's
humor.
That's fucking amazing, Gary.
I want to do racial humor on Race
really
Wars. You want to hear more racial humor on Race Wars?
Let's go for it.
Love
I don't think
humor.
It's a coincidence.
Okay.
That what? Equation has the word Asian in it.
Oh.
Okay.
Why?
That's got to be like jewelry has Jew in it. These things were done on purpose. Do you know what I'm saying? By the way, nothing, Kurt, on that. It killed at the cellar last night.
Why?
And nothing
I
from
didn't
you.
I didn't understand what you
nothing.
Were. Nothing. I didn't know what the fuck you were
you
doing.
You know, just because you notoriously have a giant penis, that doesn't
it's
mean.
It's not notoriously.
Just because
rest...
a Jewish crowd like that joke,
oh,
don't mean.
I am the king of the Jews.
On. They're not in the system.
Modi is the king of the Jews, sir.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I just get paid more and I'm funnier, but the point is we're here tonight to celebrate
Meshuggah.
It's Meshuggah. I just did, listen, I don't want to brag, but me and Kurt just did the Montreal Comedy Festival.
That's why I know you on the show, because y'all ran into each other in
we
Montreal
ran into each other.
You guys are both huge in Canada.
We're huge. Well, he's huge everywhere, but I am huge in Canada. No, I really am.
Montreal Comedy Festival stinks.
All right, calm down. Just because you weren't invited for the last 4 years and you failed at New Faces. The point is,
I
you
never failed at anything.
I'm joking. I love Sharad. Sharad's one of my favorites, by the way.
Don't Sharad's touch me, Elon.
Can I just say that I did the Jeff Goldblum
I feel like,
gala.
By the way, Jeff.
The Jeff
feel...
Goldblum gala?
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, my God. What?
Can I tell
in Montreal, this
I
is
feel,
it? This
I feel like I failed because of New Faces.
Oh, God.
Jeff Goldblum have a gala in Montreal?
Yes, he sold out 2,000 seats.
I don't think that he didn't sell out. Yeah. I think that it's fucking horrible.
Why? Actor, he's a very funny actor.
I want to punch him in his big
little,
eyes.
Wait, I want a little bit of Jeff Goldblum.
This is Jeff Goldblum. So then in front of him, I do this. And I have always done stuff with him. And we're buddies. Listen,
no,
I wanna,
he's a sweet guy.
He's a sweet, sweet guy. What a nice funny, guy. Smart, amazing actor. And I said to him, the best thing about Goldblum is that he's an iconic movie star because you could watch him do anything, and it's fascinating, right?
Okay.
Like, here's Jeff Goldblum looking for his keys, okay? And I know it's radio, but we're going to pretend to visualize while we listen to the voice. Jeff Goldblum
I'm there
looking
already.
For his keys.
I'm there.
My keys, I can't find my keys, but maybe if I retrace my steps, yes. Thank you.
Bravo.
I'm already killing.
Bravo.
I'm already killing, and I haven't
Listen,
even
it is
begun.
Killer.
Is that how you got that all-leather bomber jacket?
I want you to know about this jacket, because everyone talks about this jacket.
Is it a
hold up.
Jacket?
Wait, hold on.
Is this the end of Grease?
No.
Can I just...
It's the Fox Live version, though. It's not the one from the 70s.
Can I just bring
Are you Mace
listen,
and
listen.
Betha?
No.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank
Mace,
Jeff...
Buffy and Mace. All right.
I want to thank Jeff for playing Karen's bat mitzvah tonight on the show.
Wow. Do you know that...
I'm a woman!
I got this jacket in Montreal hours before my gala taping. I needed something to wear. $88 at Zara.
At the Seinfeld store?
That's a good price, though.
What does that mean?
That's a good price.
It's a Seinfeld jacket.
The Jew just came out on you, Karen.
Are you kidding?
Well,
you
Karen, that's not a great price.
Karen, I'm not done. If you're a Jew, you're going to love this story.
I slide right off this chair.
Watch this. Careful. I can see it. There's a puddle under there. Can I say this?
Thank God it's mesh. Yes.
Can I say this? $88 at Zara's. On sale.
What?
Notice how I extra Jewy it.
I saw it. No,
on
I
sale.
I saw your yarmulke spin up like a propeller hat.
Like $29. I'm not done. Canadian.
Shut
where everything is 30% off because the dollar is strong.
$2.
That's like it's
that's
a $9
American.
Jacket.
That's what? Sick.
These are the worst headphones. Can someone give me headphones that don't buzz and I can
turn
actually
it down,
hear myself?
Silly.
Listen, y'all had a Jew off and they reacted.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm sorry.
God
this
damn it.
I bought three of them.
I really bring the Jew heat just down on myself.
Do you know,
I?
Karen, do you know how depressing it was to come back to LaGuardia when my car is parked and now everything.
You have a car? Who are you?
I do well. I was in. I'm like the funny Modi. I happen to so I park my car in LaGuardia, right?
Uh-huh.
And I get back now. Everything in Montreal, every dinner, you know, $200 dinner, you calculate it's only 140, right?
Yeah,
everything is 30% off,
shit.
Right? Then you get back to Montreal, $117 for 3 days, and I start calculating, but with 30%, and I go, shit, I'm in the U.S. I want to go back there.
U.S. You want to live there?
It's Jew paradise.
Jew
where
heaven.
Everything is Jew heaven. Everything is 30% off. Here's another voice I like to do whenever I'm on the radio.
Let's go for it.
Hello, I'm Casey Kasem.
All right, that's enough.
What happened to Casey? Did they find
He's
him?
Dead.
He passed
and
away.
But it wasn't his wife. His wife was
over the body.
Do you know that the first bit I ever wrote? This is a true story. The first.
I'm learning so much about
you're
Jew.
Learning so much about me. The reason I went into comedy,
more
Kurt,
Jew
just
stories.
Calm down.
I don't like how you just colonized us like Israel.
Now, wait a second.
I feel like a
Israel
Palestinian
was
right
there
now.
3,000 years ago. Don't get me started on this
I
shit.
I feel right at home. Please go on.
I'm wearing a dirty shirt, dirty sandals. I'm going to throw a rock at Elon right now.
I was there 3,000 years ago and kept the same act.
Put your five dirty children in front of you first.
My opening.
Wow.
My here. First
Give
bit.
Give them pebbles.
Okay, wait. Just stop for a second. I want to, because the
bit?
Guy's going to call. No, wait. Just
is
wait.
Call
it
in?
Because the whole thing is, I was trying to get at, is that this guy's calling in who's one of those dudes that's into that, okay?
Yeah.
So now we got President Obama coming to the end of his term. So.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And
sad times in Black America.
It's true.
Right. Yeah. Anything
or,
is,
you know, in America.
Or like or insane America.
Or as Donald Trump would say, sad.
Yeah, well, he doesn't give a shit as well. I like a senioritis Obama is how I looked at
but
it.
But some people don't like him. Some people like him. But listen.
Well, the point is,
I
was going to just bring him out as Obama,
him.
But then now we already know it's Elon, so. Yeah.
And by the way, it's a weak Obama impression. It's not even a good one. It's not like the
don't
Goldblum
Stern. Don't
you
throw the towel in before
it's
you do
it's not that good.
I met Barack Obama, the real
one. Look who's showing off now.
Yeah, I know she did.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there a fake one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
All right, so look.
First time she you didn't meet Bronx Obama from that documentary?
First time she bragged about meeting a black dude.
That's true. It was my first black guy.
Oh,
my
wait.
First black guy.
But let's
black?
Do this.
Yeah,
because
my first black.
Yes, Kurt. Take before, control.
Before we even get into it then, right. Let's just see, because Erin has met Obama, so she can tell.
Oh, tell us.
Well, I'll judge.
So
I'll
you
judge.
ask President Obama a question, but don't use these yet. Let's not even do these.
No, let's just talk.
Because I have
talk,
to say
Kurt.
These are kind of harsh if it's not
just
a good
talk, Kurt.
I just, let
do
me
you
just,
want me to interview
I didn't write these.
Let the president talk.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
But I don't want to be responsible for them.
Okay, just
president.
Answer Erin now
okay, go
as
ahead.
Obama, and we'll figure it out.
Mr. President. now that you're coming to the end of your term, what are you the most proud of accomplishing?
Great question. Mm.
Let me be clear. My biggest accomplishment.
I'm trying to pick one. I'm trying
I
to pick
hit
one.
You so Wait, bad.
Oh, you want to hit me? Oh,
no,
when I
go.
Do a Jew, it's okay. When I do that,
I
want to
hit you
Stern,
when you do that too.
No, oh, is that true?
More when I do.
First of all, I have a question for you. How the fuck is the first president in history not to cheat on his wife, the black one? Who saw that coming?
Okay, well, Mr. President, just to follow up, if you were to cheat on your wife, who would you cheat on her with?
Melania Trump.
Oh.
Just to fuck her like her husband's about to fuck this country. Can I just say thank you?
That's a stinging barb.
It's a stinging barb.
That was
I should just go back to my Howard. Erin, are you wearing panties? All right, anyway.
No.
No, let me just. Here's
nice,
the Barack. Are you ready for the Barack? I want to do a few of these. These are funny.
Get into
all right,
it.
Well, don't.
Okay. Well, I'm almost done with this job. Okay. And let's say I have senioritis. Ask me anything. I don't give a fuck. All right? After nearly 8 years of president, as president, what I've learned is that most, by the way, why does he stutter? The guy's a Harvard genius. He couldn't fix that problem.
Well, it happens the most.
Because his brain goes so fast.
Really?
So fast, that his slow human mouth can't
All I know is if you have a speech impediment and your job is to speak day and night, you fix that shit.
Can I just tell you that?
Every generation has their variety of stuttering. I think millennials use the word like.
The king's speech. The king's speech, guys.
Here's the bottom line.
People still stutter.
Black people have an extra brain muscle that makes them think faster.
That's true. That is
not fair.
No, that's science. That's science.
Let me get back to this. My main regret.
Your fast twitch brain
my
muscle.
My main regret.
Look at the psychopaths coming in right now. McCarthy.
Have I been fired?
Well,
is he coming
if
to?
You could see the foppish dandy who just strolled in.
How are you?
Holy fucking. He's a Yankee Doodle dandy.
Hi, how are you doing? Are you Lon Gold? Of course.
Yeah, look at this old Knickerbocker.
He's dressed like a dandy.
I was just doing my bad Obama impression. You want to hear it?
Brian,
you want to hear it?
Sit down. Sit down, Brian. Just sit down while we finish this.
Listen to this. Are you ready for this? My main regret is not putting a new Black Panther on the Supreme Court.
All right.
How do you like me now, motherfuckers?
Why are you picking my worst ones?
No, I like that one. I like that one. Here's another one.
Obama.
Here's another one.
I told you we could try the voice first because these are like harsh and that's not going to be good unless it's a killer Obama.
You're right. I'm letting you handle this, Kurt.
Oh, are you ready? Oh, no. I also apologize for killing Bin Laden. No, it wasn't.
How are you going to every now? Look, all right,
one second. One second.
Can I just?
I'm not a Muslim, but I'm thinking about converting.
What?
The main thing I want America to know is that Melania Trump would fuck me. I could be wearing my mom jeans and sucking a basketball, and that trophy hole would still swallow. You know, folks,
Mr. President. Yes. It's like you don't give a fuck.
Right.
He's on his way
out.
So
hold on.
I wipe my boogers on the portrait of Reagan all through both terms.
Oh no!
How
that's
could you
just
do that?
Wrong.
Yeah.
Must have been an improvement.
How could you?
Oh, come on, Kara.
What? You were too young to even know whether you liked Reagan.
She doesn't know
Reaganomics. I really had no idea.
I don't. I have no knowledge at all.
I got another one. I had no idea. America would be so upset at a Black president. I thought we would look at the glass as half white in this country. That wasn't a good one. That wasn't a good one.
No, that was nice.
All right, listen. Let's just stop with this and see if... Hold up. We'll see if Al from Alabama's calling.
Okay.
Okay. Fuck all that.
I like these.
His name
I know, but
Al?
we fuck all that. All right. We're going to have
him call. He's not calling in yet.
I'm going to text the dude right this second.
Text your dumb friends.
Did you know that Trump got a deferment from serving in Vietnam?
Okay,
because
Obama.
He had bad hair.
Oh, I did not know that, Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama, never do stand-up comedy, Mr. Obama.
I said, cool it.
How about we just do Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, stop it. It's too much. I can't take it. Kurt Metzger has one of the biggest penises in the universe.
Okay.
You've
I'm obsessed
never
with
even
that.
Seen my
I
penis.
I keep hearing about it.
We
every
all
night.
Saw, we all saw your
so
penis that one time,
I'm
Kurt.
So angry because I have
makes
such an average.
Mad.
Ready?
Oh.
Let's do it. Okay, so look, let me just...
I mean, is it the biggest
I
penis
like
ever? I know I haven't seen
let
a ton of penises.
You haven't even seen mine.
You've seen a half a dozen.
It's not the biggest in a room, nigga.
Plenty, Karen.
I've seen a few.
Is this what I'm clicking on?
What are we doing?
So nice.
Are we speaking to somebody?
I'm clicking over here.
Al from Alabama.
Is it Al?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Al, you
How
there?
How are we doing?
Hello.
Hey, you guys there?
How What's good up? Is my Obama, Al?
For the love of God, Elon. Let Elon. Him, before you pander for Clapter, let him just get on the line.
Jesus Christ, this is not a corporate, and we're not going to fire you.
Alan, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'll have to apologize beforehand. I'm not rich enough to afford Sirius or XM. So
yeah,
none of us are.
Not us
neither.
None
of us are.
This is a podcast.
It's why we're
just
on
put
Sirius
out.
Right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Happen to be.
That's like what you save up towards if you eventually get a show here.
Right.
Yeah.
Having Sirius
great,
yourself. let me set up who Al is. So this is a dude, and I only talked to you a little bit on Twitter, but he was like more of like trying to make a point about his thing than just a genuine like kind of alt-right dude. But if you don't know what they're into,
I don't.
Or like an average Trump guy, because I was just throwing out Nazi down the line.
Okay.
And he's like, it's not a racist thing. Is you term you use is race realist. Well, first of all, how old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
36.
Okay, so you're 36, and what's a race realist exactly? Because I just throw out Nazi like a blanket statement.
Yep. So a race realist is simply somebody who believes that race is a biological reality. And the reason that might sound strange at first, you might think, well, I agree with that.
But
you'll find is that people that are, like, let's say, on the left politically, they've worked out their philosophy consistently enough to know that if they accept that race is a real thing, then they're going to come to some conclusions that they don't like about humanity. So to avoid that,
like what conclusions,
they
though?
Say that race is not real; it's a social construct.
You know that, so dude. I think just the white, specifically the race white, to me is a social construct because people are like I'm German Italian. So if I was gonna get all about my, I'm not into like my fucking heritage and all that shit. But if I was, I would fly that flag or whatever the fuck Irish people do or Italians did around me. Like white is kind of just a name made up for a collection of those people. So right. I would say that's a construct. However, you know, you could maybe say, if you want to be 1800s mutton chops about it, there's a Caucasian race and a Negroid race and an Asiatic race. Like, is that what you mean? Or are you saying all of them are specific biological races?
So basically there is a sense in which race is a social construct because there is no single gene that one race has that another race doesn't have. But that doesn't really destroy race realism because that's not how genetics
work.
Well,
you heard about my
dick,
if you're serious.
We're all family, nigga.
Well, wait, no. So, but
deal with it, nigga.
This is the part that I want to understand is, because I already know all that part. Like, that's like a debatable part. It's just like the conclusion, like, what's the conclusion? You know what I mean? Like, where's this going with, okay, yeah, there's different races. So now what's our conclusion we're drawing?
Well, that would mean that there are differences between the races that you can't just blame on environment.
Spit it out, Al. I have an 8:30. I have three spots in the city. Go ahead.
Hold on. I want to hear the actual thing.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, what are the differences? This is what I'm trying to get at. Like, what are the differences and what that matter to an extent that I have to really be conscious about race?
The strongest argument, I think, for race realism is the correlation between IQ and behavior. So if you look at the races and you see how they score in on IQ tests.
Hold on. But okay, so let's say, I'm going to just say whatever the IQ tests are, that you're right. Whatever you're going to say is right. I'm just going to say that.
Let's assume that, yes.
But why are you saying, hold on, I'm sorry, my drunken Irish friend is here.
And they're laughing.
I don't know if you know about the Irish race.
Not white. Irish, I
will never call them white.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wait, stop. Where are you going?
We're going to Flash Dancers. We'll see you in an hour.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
All right, he's going to Flash Dancers. Here's what I want to know. Why do you say
they... Are you performing there?
No.
Yay.
Yeah, Brian might be.
You've got really great tits.
I know, I really do. Thank you. See,
but why is...
He drunks drunkenly off a yacht.
I know. Brian looks like the dude that got killed with the statue in Talented Mr. Ripley.
Who was that, by the way?
It was Philip Seymour Hoffman. Okay. This what fuck was I trying to ask? Okay, you say their IQ test score. This is what I'm trying to understand. Is like, what do you mean their score? Like, I know my score, which is pretty high.
Why, see, that's where this is the argument that this is the problem that you have to avoid. You can't confuse individuals with groups. So you might know a tall Chinese man, right? You might know a 7-foot Chinese man.
Yeah.
But on average, that's not the height.
I'm aware of that. Okay. But does he not exist because he's not the average? This is the part.
Counter argument. On average, the people that murder people are men. Does that mean that men are more like? Should I view men as potential murderers? Like all men because they're part of the group of men?
Well,
you
should. Who invented this test, by the way?
He's telling you to do that. Yes,
right.
By color.
Right, so, okay.
That's what he means.
But you might avoid an army full of men.
No, yeah. I would love an army full of men.
Wait, can I ask something? So let's say that these intellectual differences are accurate on average. Fine. But then what? So what? Like, what should they not mix?
Well,
okay, what's the point of
that?
If there's a correlation between IQ, if there's a correlation between intelligence in behavior.
Right.
And this is where it gets controversial, so let me qualify. Being a
racist. That's not where it gets controversial. Why is IQ an establishment valid measurement of intelligence?
I'll give him that. I'll give you that, dude.
Intelligence has an impact on the
dude, I'm giving you that. I say you're right.
Wait,
it does.
Talk,
no, but I agree with you. Forget all the arguments of that. I agree with you. But why then am I going to take somebody with a white IQ that's much lower than, like, say, a black, like Patrice O'Neill, my friend, who had a very high IQ? Why then am I going to go by
your
skin color? I hope the conspicuous absence of Sherrod's name.
To find a high IQ. It's right in front of
it
him.
It depends on what you're seeking. If you have
why would I pick
person?
You?
If you have a black person with an IQ of 115 and you have a white person with
hold
an
on.
IQ
hold on, I'll believe your tests when I see them verified, not by just Hawaii. Thank you.
This is what we doing?
Is there a question here?
Yeah, but why would I take
for the love of God.
Why would I want to be all white over
purely on race? You wouldn't take an individual purely on race. If a black man has an IQ of 115 and a white man has an IQ of 115, then just pick who you like based on other things, personality or whatever.
I fuck people based on race.
This sounds just like regular.
Nothing.
Regular.
The run-of-the-mill fucking nonsense.
But it doesn't even sound like racist nonsense. It just sounds like how people do it. If you have two equally qualified candidates, you pick on other stuff.
So, wait, I have a question.
Exactly.
So your argument is based on the bell curve, which is a book from the 90s, which has been extremely... I just was double-checking on my facts here. It was extremely misinterpreted and misread. Like, the authors of the bell curve, which is the basis by which you are extrapolating this false
thing.
Conclusion.
Same old thing.
But the authors themselves didn't conclude that.
No, you're wrong there.
No, Charles Murray did not write that. You're not correct. It says,
there aren't group averages.
What you're saying is incorrect, like based on
what
sociological reflex. What you're saying is that race is a predictor of intelligence, and intelligence can be adequately measured
by
IQ.
IQ
and those
is a
things,
predictor of behavior.
I
well,
for a group.
Well, what
but you're also saying
IQ
is not a perfect
it's not a
measurement
perfect science.
At all.
Nobody's claiming perfection.
Well, you're claiming that
let
it is a
it.
You're claiming that it's an adequate basis for judgment
or averages.
No,
yeah.
average.
What you saying is test that the white man that a white man created. The white man scores best on.
But
good, okay.
Let's say just he's right.
Fine.
This is what I don't understand. Let's say you're just right. Whatever the whole argument is, what does that mean then for everything? Like, okay, mm-hmm. let's say
your
whole thing's right. Like then, so then, now what happens?
Yeah, what's the point of it?
Well, where it gets controversial is that you look at disproportionate amounts of crime in the black community.
So what do we do about it? Like, what's the what,
leftists? Leftists tend to somehow blame that on whitey. They say, well, it was because of slavery or appropriation or a clone.
Well, so what's the solution, though?
Swim over here.
What's the solution, though?
The solution is to accept science and the truth and accept that we have differences and work together in harmony.
But what's the meaningful
why that would be controversial?
No, what concrete like
are you
actions
trying to
is
establish
that translating?
Are you
to,
trying
you
to establish
I mean?
A superiority?
I mean, I'm just curious.
It sounds like you're trying to establish some type of a superiority because of IQ. Is that what you're trying to do?
You're also setting science. I would like to know what scientists specifically. No, what scientists? Can you tell me what research and what scientists you're citing? Can you name them?
Well, you've cited Charles Murray. It doesn't matter which scientist.
It does.
Here's the thing.
It completely matters what scientist you're citing.
Well,
because facts don't speak for themselves.
Yeah. Okay, but you can't appeal to science. You can't appeal
so
to science as an authority
fact,
and then be
and
like, facts speak
one
for
way,
themselves.
Wait,
I'll interpret it another way.
You guys are not, you guys are arguing, but I don't understand what, like, so the solution is what exactly? Like, okay, so it's controversial, there's crime, but like, so.
It's not a solution. There's not a solution. It's just accepting differences. It's accepting that.
So how do I do that?
To be better athletes, if I'm going to make a basketball team, I want black athletes.
Okay,
right
so
you're
I accept it. Now what happens?
I'm glad that Obama ran the country like a gymnasium.
But now what happens? Okay. Like now what happens?
Speaking of Obama, Michelle asked me to apologize for asking your fat, ugly kids to eat broccoli once in a while. That was out of line.
Thank you, senioritis Obama. Thank you. I'm President Obama, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how Neil deGrasse Tyson is better on my basketball team.
I also think that it's an individual, but it's a false equivalency to say the brain and the body are the same thing. It's a false equivalency to say that the body is subject to evolution. Yeah, but the brain is also something
is
that you can...
Is the brain a part of the body?
The brain is something that evolves throughout your life. You can't become somebody who will grow into a 7-foot-tall
person.
And
did races evolve in different times?
No, you can't... No, look. You can't learn how to become 7 feet tall when you're in school. You can learn how to be a scientist.
Yeah, I did, too.
You stand on a black man's back.
You got to read more, Aaron.
Drawing ridiculous false equivalency.
What about things that are a stronger indicator of like whether someone's going to grow up to be a criminal, like education or socioeconomic status, or whether
their
parents were educated.
Well, then you have to ask why poor and uneducated Asians don't commit crime, violent crime.
They do.
Poor and uneducated Asians do it. White people do it. Brown people do it. Go to Taiwan. Go to Indonesia.
You're just living in your own bubble. You live in your own bubble. Go to the Far East, and you'll see a lot more of it.
If you go to Israel, where it's all Jews, you think it's no crime? You think it's no crime with young, unfranchised, fucking Taiwanese kids?
Or Vietnamese kids? You think they don't commit crime?
That's actually a problem. What are you talking about? That's actually a problem.
Yeah,
there's
individuals do. We're talking about groups again.
No, that is groups. There's groups
averages.
Of people.
We're not talking about individuals.
Dude, you're wrong. Like, if you look at countries that have large populations of disenfranchised young men.
You ignore China.
Well, China and India, for example, have 100 million lost girls that were aborted or killed.
Is there a Chicago in Japan?
No, but what are you talking about, dude?
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying is, like, people who are young men who are disenfranchised in India are committing crimes that you would attribute to people who are black in the United States.
Well,
can I just say I'm so offended that Al got more airtime than me so far.
It's like
90
million people on meth.
Stop downing the best part of the show.
It's 90 million people on meth in China. 90 million people on meth in China. 160 million people use cocaine.
He's talking about America.
I know what he's talking about, but he's fucking limited and fucking in a box. 160 million people use weed in China. 160 million.
Right. I know.
Well,
80
not
million
a
use
crime.
Heroin in China. 80 million people
not
on heroin in China. And they do violent things to get. They do violent things to get these drugs, man.
Look,
you don't know drugs.
What are the results? What are the results?
You living in a box, brother. You living in a box. You ain't living in the world. You living in your neighborhood.
Wait, but what is the results of this? I still don't get. Okay, so now I'm a race. Listen, I just am convinced.
I'm
with you. Now what?
A pretty reasoned argument, and look at the resistance I'm getting. So there's obviously.
Because you're talking like it's qualified facts, and it ain't. It's just opinion. You going off opinion and fucking bubblegum fucking bullshit.
Hey, listen, it's there's no way somebody's not gonna like. By the way, dude, if you want to see the opposite, you've heard of the Black Israelites, right? Watch them on a street corner,
and they talk like they.
You're
gonna
see,
too.
But you're gonna see 20 white dudes argue with them. Do you understand?
I don't like most white people.
There's
that
no,
argument
but there's no
work.
Way that's not gonna get
a
emotional.
House full of them.
But okay, look, I'm gonna say I agree with you on all your points. But what's supposed to happen now? Are we gonna be segregated?
We're supposed to. Come together as a species
and
ensure our survival.
By what?
And ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, probably seed the universe.
Well, all that means is fucking.
But why does that matter? Because this is where I always feel like it leads, and maybe you're not saying
it. The truth matters.
Okay, but is this all leading to no interbreeding? Because that's where a lot of it goes. That's what I'm trying to get at. Does this lead to, like, we got to keep our blood pure? And that's all I'm asking. Is that what this is about? Because
if we were real about race and culture...
We would, is what you're saying.
Ancestry.
Well, we're not, though.
We would be able to... work together more, and instead, for example, I think, like, in the black community, you have, like, areas like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore with these ridiculous crime rates, and they're not really called out on their shit because they just get to say, well, slavery.
What does that have to do with Sherrod sitting here is what I'm trying to find out.
I've never heard that.
I just don't, look, me and Sherrod are working together right now on a show that we did for fun for now years. And we somehow are getting along fine.
The most reasonable here in this discussion is that people are yelling and just saying, "Oh, it's your opinion."
But why do I get along with like brown people fine? I've never really had a problem. Honest to God, dude, I'm telling you the truth. If I had to count up my problems with people, I probably got more problems from white people. And I've been around.
I agree.
In cities. So why am
I? I think most white people suck. I think they're weak, and I think that.
So why is working together
people,
not mean we just
soft.
Start to get like I don't like. What has to change from now? Is that not what people are trying to do, work together? Or is it work together to make sure we are separate bloodlines? Is that what this means?
No, no. Oh. No, there doesn't have to be separate bloodlines. It's just about accepting science and accepting the truth. And
well, but it's
in
like,
particular, okay, the reason, I think
if you average all the IQs together, if you average all the IQs together, what is the useful knowledge I'm getting from that? Because honestly, exactly. The people that right-wingers hate are the ones bringing up our white person average. It's all Jews and liberals bringing up the IQ average for the white people. It's not right-wing guys in Alabama. I'm telling you the truth. In fact, that's what you hate. Not you specifically, but that's what they don't like about these eggheads, that they're liberal and cucks and all this shit. But that's our IQ points.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Yeah. So, honestly, I'm just trying to figure out like why it's like race realism's a thing of like, well, we can't really make it. Because that every other guy on there with like a Viking word in his name on Twitter had that kind of feeling. Like, that's where this is going. I know you said you're not about a white ethno state or some bullshit, which is good for you. Like, I understand
complete
that.
Complete voluntarism. Just voluntary association.
But can't you do that now? Like
yeah.
So, like, what's...
are you saying me personally?
Yeah, like, what's the problem if people could just... I mean, this is a thing we said last week, like, 85% of white people don't have a black friend. So, you got a good 85% chance of not having to be around black people.
Or not having a black boss. That's what my point.
I can't remember what you're referring to.
I said most white people never had a black boss.
I'm talking about our show.
Definitely if you're a white person who went to college,
yeah. You
never had a black boss before.
That should be a reality show.
That's for me having my new TV show. Black I was boss. A black boy.
Yeah, I'm CBS.
Black boss. I have employees that are white.
Dude, you should have a show called Black Boss.
So people don't. And I asked Damon Johns from Shark Tank, black guy who started Fubo, what is it like to be a black boss over white or non-black employees? Because it's different. Because most white people
never had it.
And you
unless
think
you work for Russell Simmons.
Well, listen, I don't understand why.
That's only Russell Simmons shit.
Right. Okay, but why is
but
that kind of stuff?
You never had a boss in your life?
I've never had a boss in my life.
Listen,
yeah, your wife,
very sick. Look, I'll put it this way. Dude, I'll put it this way to you. You don't want to be averaged in, I'm sure. If you're sick of hearing about slavery, like a lot of white people probably are in the South, I imagine, right? You don't want to be averaged in or whatever with a bunch of white people did some shit that wasn't you. Like, this is the only thing I understand about this. It's like this thing where I'm supposed to fucking paint. I'm supposed to paint Sherrod with the brush of like Baltimore crime. That's supposed to. I'm supposed to look at like
you're confusing individuals and groups again.
But if I average, if I in my head hold that average, how am I not going to do that?
I mean,
what's the use of the average if it's not to predict how Sherrod's going to be before he does something?
Well, because you might run across a tall Chinese man.
Hey, buddy, it has
nothing to do with
but
the
Al,
individual.
If you're about giving individuals an individual chance, then shouldn't you not be averaging people together? I know a lot of good-hearted dummies, for example, who act right.
Justified sometimes.
Or what? Justified?
What's that?
Are we saying that stereotypes in some senses are justified?
Yes. When it says Sherrod has a big dick, yes, that stereotype is justified.
Stereotypes are bad because they're not true. They're bad because if someone takes a stereotype to go, you're less of a human than I am.
Right.
It's not that there's no such thing as a stereotype.
Every
Elon come in.
There's validity. There is validity. You heard my jacket story.
One more thing. Why didn't I close Guantanamo, you ask? Because I want to put your racist white uncle in a gay pyramid with your racist white grandfather, bitch.
Mr. Obama, please.
What do you think, Al, about the fact that one day we could have a black president? Right now he's only half black. What do you think about that? A black president could be the president.
If he has a high IQ, I wouldn't mind it at all.
Oh.
Yeah, would you vote for him is the question. Not if
you're
mind.
You seem not racist. This is very reasonable.
He seems semi-racist.
So wait, Obama, a guy who went with a high IQ. So you're an Obama supporter?
Harvard.
Al don't sound like a bad dude.
I know.
He sounds like a dude who got questions and want answers to him. I don't hate
this
dude.
He sounds like a white guy who isn't soft.
Well, listen, I totally get...
You mean like erect?
Buddy, listen. Listen, it's not a matter of being soft. And let me tell you something, too. Just as a guy who, because he kind of is a failure in life, has often had to live around lots of black people.
Enough about me.
But I'm just telling you, it's like, it's not really being hard, right? Like, I haven't really noticed. There's a few times where you got to do like... But for the most part... It's not that hard to get along with people, I notice, and I'm not a realist. Like, I horrify New York liberals that I got. I read on a goddamn fucking Amy Schumer show. You don't think I horrify people with my... So when people shock me with their shit, that's something, man. Like I'm already like the fucking ogre of that. You know what I mean? I'm blown away that, and it's really a matter of if you don't see people in your life that are just a different color than you. God bless my mother for telling me she wouldn't want to be around all Italians, even though she's Italian. I don't get
God
that.
God forbid.
I don't get that urge, because if you're going to average shit together, it's a good way to just be average and stagnant, kind of. And I don't know any of these places where it's all one kind of people like that. That's cool. Like, it's always all the shit in other countries that they like about us, just so you know, is black people shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all. The only export anybody cares
black
about.
Black people for the arts. They've provided a
so
lot
just
of great
based
shit,
on that, wouldn't it be like fair to say that there's probably, you know, a good amount of intelligence, considering that I would bet a lot of shit that you love to just break up the monotony of the day is just from somebody black. Never mind inventions or any of that shit.
I agree with that, but at the end of the day, I like civilization. I like
right.
NASA.
Isn't that civilization,
like
no?
Laptops.
We're all in it together.
I think Al prefers ancient civilization.
Not come out of that.
It's not because
Al,
you're
slavery.
White.
But Al, what's threatening civilization racially?
Low IQ can threaten civilization.
But everybody in the family got people with high
IQs
and low
IQs. No,
we
need Jew low idiots
IQ.
And black idiots
who's
and white
gonna,
idiots.
Who's
I know all
drive
the idiots.
Ubers
okay.
if everyone has
you're,
a high
you're
IQ.
You're talking about individuals again.
Listen, it's not okay.
Who's
going
to be the garbage man if everybody got high IQ?
Dude, here's how you.
Who's the janitor?
No, here's what it is. Here's how you ensure the IQ, and it's got nothing to do with the fucking. I know Idiocracy seems like Fight Club to be, it could be a real thing to people, but people don't really get how genetics works. Even with
they
that bullshit
don't.
About breeding black superiority at athletics, that's not
it's
really
not
how breeding works.
No.
They were already bred in Africa just by a high climate to run and all that shit. That's not 100 years. It's not like a dog. A dog lives 7 years.
Right.
You can't with another human being just make a measurable difference in your lifetime
no.
like that.
But also, intelligence is not
work.
Just predicted
that,
by genetics, it's also right. nutrition and early education. There's so much you
diet,
can do to help
weather,
people.
So why wouldn't
everything.
You worry more about
read
first of all environmental yeah. shit, not having lead in your fucking water and fucking and shit like that. Hey, here's a reason why blacks maybe score low. They all drink lead every day more right. than white people do. Are you aware of, like, every time there's a disaster or a thing like that, who's the one drinking that water? Almost every time, dude. Like, you don't think that's an effect on I'm just saying, I don't really believe this idea that it's not possible once people are maybe treated
no,
right.
Nobody's saying it's impossible. We're just talking about averages again.
I think,
I think
the implication
why,
was it's not worth it.
If we're talking
there's
about
a reason
averages,
why,
if we're talking about averages and like people like breeding in traits, like why are royal families so inbred and disgusting?
Yeah,
like
fucking teeth growing out their foreheads.
They can pick anybody to have sex with and have kids with, and they end up just having these like gross,
listen,
like tiny arms.
As long you could be a white, you could just be a white blob with Tyrannosaurus arms, as long
you
as you turn that music down.
Exceptions,
yeah. No, but you keep appealing every time we're like, why, you know,
you
this,
keep
this,
making the same mistake.
Well,
you
why
keep
are,
making the same mistake.
Are
and
you not making
is,
individual exceptions? That's
yeah.
Maybe that's what I understand. Like, yeah, of course I'm making individual exceptions. That's the definition of not being racist or prejudiced. I
also,
don't judge you by that
guys,
shit
this is all
first.
Fascinating,
no,
but
I
have a Klan rally that I'm late to. I don't want
to
brag, but I'm a stand-up New York on
78th
and Broadway.
Elon Gold, the first Jewish Klansman.
Thank you, everybody.
We got to take a break. We do got to
take a break.
Thank you, Al. All right, listen, thanks for calling, dude.
Al, we appreciate the call, man.
I missed something, seeing John Boehner cry like an orange bitch.
Thank you, Obama.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Obama.
And Al, we appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
No problem.
You know, I hope you get some color in your life, brother.
Hey, man, I've got black people in my family. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, you just think
I don't
dumb
understand
shit.
What the... It sounds like it's not any different than what I think, other than the bell curve shit. We should all...
Well,
like, just live together.
Ultimately,
is what you're saying?
Sherrod doesn't want to accept.
I accept anything you say.
Nothing,
anything you said.
That a lot of
no,
guys that
no
look like him are shitty. Is that what he's not accepting? It's just like Sherrod. Why can't you accept that dudes that look like you are
listen,
shitty?
Even if they're dumb. Even if they're dumb. Who you think is going to interact more with a dumb black people like you said? You or me? Who's going to interact with them? Yeah.
For sure, you.
Okay, so what are you worried about? If I ain't worried, what are you worried about? If I ain't worried, what are you worried about? If I'm going to interact with them,
I'm not worried as long as you don't blame Whitey for the
problem. I don't
ever
blame Whitey.
Well, wait, don't you think...
I blame Kurt, and he's kind of white.
I know, he has to settle for a borderline Turkish person to blame.
Yeah, you'll never come in contact with these dumb, apparent, quote-unquote, dumb black people. Don't worry about it. You would never come in contact with
What are you talking about? It's not hard to find dumb black people. It's not hard to find dumb white people.
Why would you try to find them if you don't like them?
Listen,
just stay away. You ain't going to try to find them.
You just run into them.
It's not you.
And you run right away from them. But that's, they'll end out of your life like a passing street light.
This is what we'll end on this. It's like, it's not blaming white people. Like, there's a whole bunch of shit. It's not like slavery was over and then it was cool. There's a whole bunch of shit that is directly, and it just now was invented, white people not openly. Like, we have a show where we, to say the word nigger, we say it,
right,
which is crazy. Like, it just now got to that point where you'd have to think twice about saying it. So it's not like it's just been cool. I'm just going to leave you that, dude.
Right, it's never been a cool
It's
time.
Not you specific. Like, I take no blame personally for any of this shit. Okay, because I don't think that way.
Right.
And you also don't have to take blame.
And I don't blame Kurt personally for any of this shit.
But
I don't blame
Kurt America, listen, you can't say America. See, you're thinking of America as white people. And if you're going to think of America as white people, that means white people got to take the blame for America.
Right.
So that's why it's a dumb way to think about this.
It's all of us.
America's all of us, or else what? Take the blame for America.
But if you think America is a white people country, is white people, which maybe you don't, but a lot of people do.
I don't
then you're taking that blame. Well, okay, if it's all of us, then we all are in it.
We're all to blame for it.
Yeah.
Also, like, Chicago's fucked up because of white people deciding how to zone Chicago.
There,
no, because of white people. Have you lived in Chicago? I lived there for 7 years, and I worked on the south
side
of the city.
Don't
fucking tell me about Chicago. Like, the reason.
Well, municipal issues, though, you do. If it's like, if it has to do with township politics, you kind of do. But
you have to you live there and you understand it. You understand that it's something that well predates right this second and right today, and it predates us by a generation. It predates us to the point where we were building the freeways to cut black people off. Like, that's where it started, and that was a white decision.
That's a good point.
So what do you say about the violent crime
in Chicago, in nations
where they didn't have black slavery?
We're not talking about
that's
slavery.
In every
we're
nation
talking about
there's
urban
violent.
Zoning.
All right, we gotta go. It's in every nation.
We gotta take a break. Thank you, Al, for calling in. Race Wars. We'll be right back after this.
A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are gonna love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and receive your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Batsera.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we're really fully talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
It's Race Wars with Cuck and Charade.
Ooh, Cuck and Charade.
Stealing your jokes while you fuck their girlfriends.
What, we just had that caller. Barry Crimmins is on the line right now.
Okay, let's pull up Barry.
And, Barry, you there?
Wait. Which one's Barry?
Well.
Okay.
Right. By the way, on the break.
Barry, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Barry, thanks for calling in, man. We just
My pleasure.
So this is Sherrod.
Yes. And,
hi, Sherrod.
Hey, Barry, I spoke with you before on Opie and Jimmy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we had a
I think you know
Shelby.
Someday
we'll be together.
I hope so, Barry.
Some sweet day.
And you remember Karen from Montreal, I think.
Yeah, we just met.
And Aaron Ryan
does
the news. So, because we're going to do the news. We had a call with this dude, Al from Alabama, who's like a race realist to explain it. And it got heated, and it's impossible. I just want to get them to say the ultimate point of it when they're doing all the IQ and all that shit. Just say where this is going, and they never want to get to it because they count on people filling it in their heads and getting mad so they don't have to explain where this is going.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, I let them talk.
You just have to admit that, who's it, Larry from Alabama, but it's probably the smartest guy in the world. And it's all genetic.
It was Al.
He got it from his Uncle Dad.
Well, you know what it is? It's a fancy way of saying, I don't like affirmative action. I think it should go. It's like that. It's always that.
Yeah, I read between the lines before he gets to it.
I'm not into that neither, but pay the fucking slave reparations. Mm-hmm. That's why we got all these bullshit half-ass measures. You know, Because they didn't want to just pay the goddamn bill.
I mean, if slavery did make an entire group of people, like let's say that you buy into that, then we do owe them reparations, like a ton of them, you know? Like if that a is bunch. True. Yeah.
I'm going to take mine out of Aaron's ass.
There's not very
now you're
much
crossing over to another issue, but I'm all for
taking it out of Aaron.
Stop making Barry a Trump voter with your threats.
That's likely.
Should we get into the news right now?
Yeah, so would you go in the news, dude, because you'd be great to talk. So, yeah. So just the name
By
of the...
By the way, it was great meeting you and see you work, Metzger. I'd heard about you, but it's amazing to see you work because it looks like while you're explaining one thing and being hilarious about it, in your eyes you see that this guy's receiving some other information.
Dude, yes.
I so
place.
Thought it was going to be like a Amber Alert joke you heard about me. So I appreciate it.
That's not a joke. That's an ongoing investigation.
I thought it was going to be about my other issues.
Now let's hit the news real fast.
All right.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Guys, it's been like 2 weeks.
Way too long.
It's been 2 weeks since I've been here.
Way too long.
I missed you so much.
You've been out there making the news.
I've been out there making it.
I missed you. I've been jerking off to Kurt.
Oh. I've also been jerking off to Kurt, Bradley.
Guys.
We're both losing.
I keep telling you, collect it in one tip jar, please. None of this separate mailing.
So the thing I want to focus on this week is how Donald Trump appears to have gone maybe completely insane.
Okay.
There's a list of things that he's done in the last few days that were compiled by Chuck Todd and Kerry Dan of
like
NBC
what?
News.
Love this country well, and try to make it better.
Well, among other things, let me just read off this list. And it's a long list. In a Washington Post interview, Trump declined to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan against his primary challenger, which is crazy. He reiterated that he hasn't endorsed Senator John McCain, and he said that the one-time prisoner of war, quote, has not done a good job for the vets.
Oh, come on.
He slapped out at Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, saying, quote, she has given me zero support. Kelly Ayotte also embattled. He suggested that Americans should pull their 401k funds out of the stock market.
Wow.
Which would be catastrophic. He said he's, quote, always wanted to receive a Purple Heart, but that having one gifted to him by a supporter was, quote, much easier. Do you know how you receive a Purple Heart?
Wow.
You receive a Purple Heart by getting maimed.
Is that how?
In a war. You have to be injured in a war.
I thought it was awarded for not being a dirty Muslim.
Nah, that's
part of it.
No, that is a qualification. No, and then after he said that, actually, Tammy Duckworth, who's a rep from Illinois,
right,
tweeted a picture of her in a hospital bed right after she lost both feet in the war in Iraq, receiving her Purple Heart, and she was like, actually, it's pretty hard to receive a Purple Heart.
So she confirmed what Trump said. Okay,
yeah, yep,
continue.
Yeah, and also the guy who gave him the Purple Heart said that it was a real Purple Heart, he told the crowd that it was real, but the guy who gave it to him was like, no, it wasn't real. Like, it's, yeah. He also said that handling sexual harassment has to be, quote, up to the individual. He accused Kaiser Khan of being, quote, bothered by his plan to keep terrorists out of the country.
Well, the guy's name is Kaiser.
Kaiser Khan, whose son...
If you're not a role, I don't trust you.
Yeah, whose son was killed defending his fellow troops.
Never mind then.
Yeah. And he said that he had no regrets about his clash with the family. He appeared to feud with a crying baby during a rally.
Oh, that was great. I saw that footage.
He reiterated that, quote, if the election is rigged, I would not be surprised. The sitting president of the United States publicly called Trump, quote, unfit to serve and urged Republicans to withdraw their support from him.
Who, that black president?
Yeah. Who Trump has always spearheaded the push to establish that he wasn't born here. He's like one of the chief birthers. He also, his spokesperson, Katrina Pearson, suggested Obama was responsible for the death of Kaiser Khan's son, who died in 2004 before Obama was in office. I don't know.
How do they decide who's responsible? Do they Trump? Just go, it's on your watch?
Well,
so.
You know what? It's definitely not Obama because he wasn't even in office.
Well,
he
they was, don't know about Obama's whereabouts the night of the
that's
incident.
True. He could have done it. An ally of Paul Manafort, who's Trump's campaign manager, told John Harwood at CNBC.
His alibi was sketchy. sketchy alibi, Obama. Playing pool by yourself.
Yeah. So there have been a couple of Republicans who have said they're not going to vote for him. Meg Whitman of California and Congressman Richard Hanna of New York. Okay. During his Washington Post interview, he paused 5 times to watch TV coverage.
Whenever white people telling you who they not voting for, you know it's serious because they never want to tell you who they voting for.
You took the words out of my fucking mouth for just now. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Well, or it could just be I'm not voting and I don't want to hear my shit for not voting.
You can be a regular white person and don't tell me who you're voting for.
Barry, let me ask you what she just, because we to everybody.
Case in point, I haven't endorsed anybody, but I have taken the measure of denouncing Trump. So,
yeah. Do you think any of what Aaron just read is going to sway a Trump voter either way? Because I swear to God, I don't see anything in there that I'm like, oh yeah, no, he's going down. I think this represents.
If he's so paranoid, maybe he should have thought twice about having Bill Clinton loan him a campaign advisor. You know, I mean, like,
is that what he did?
I did. No, but it seems that way.
Oh right.
Totally.
I was talking to you know, A. Whitney Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Whitney the other night, and he's going like, the Clintons are amazing. Like, how did they find the one person she can beat?
I think she could have beat Ted Cruz, too, because he's such a, like,
it would have been closer,
a dick.
If Joseph McCarthy escaped from the wax museum and
I
think it's dangerous. Have, Ted Cruz.
Dude, isn't it kind of dangerous to take it for granted that Hillary's going to win, though?
I think it's absolutely dangerous.
I'm not dangerous.
Yeah, I never underestimate the stupidity of the American voter.
I guess we're just dangerous.
Listen, man, if this is a contest is stupid, okay? Even the last dude didn't. It's not even calling him stupid. It's just direct average intellect reasoning of shit, you know? I'm a good, strong white 100, and this is how I think. And, like, it's so, like, to a point. It's just like a bunch of George W. Like, all that have a beer with somebody shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that Trump's got that somehow in spades.
Yeah, yeah. But people don't want him. The thing is, like,
Have a beer thing with him always killed me because the guy's like, who would you have a beer with? And I said, you know, the guys who's still allowed to have a beer.
Yeah,
you know?
With an AA Christian.
a beer. Yeah, but, like, I really wish I could have a beer with a guy who was a nightmare drunk. No, maybe not.
Yeah, I feel like Donald Trump drinks beer with his pinky up.
It's a way of saying, I'm a nightmare drunk, and finally someone talks like I talk. Listen, I like Trump. I'm telling you, dude, I was on here to show, like, he's the least of evils of him and Cruz, because it didn't even dawn on me to how bad that is, that, like, I'm talking like how we all want to talk, but we can't, how bad that is of a thing in a president. Yeah. And how the fucking now comics are supposed to not be that, but the president's that? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. It is
good. I mean, do you want to be hit in the nose with an anvil or a mallet? That's basically our choice.
I thought of it as like, so when I was at the Democratic convention last week, there was a lot of Bernie supporters who were like, we'll never vote for Hillary. We'll never vote for Hillary. And my thought was like, it sort of reminded me of like, if you go to your favorite ice cream shop, and your favorite flavor is mint chocolate chip, and you go there, and they're out of mint chocolate chip, and they don't have anything.
Burn the place down!
No, and you're like, you know what? Instead of mint chocolate chip, I will have a bowl of broken glass.
Whereas you should just smarten up and eat the arsenic.
Dude, I say this every single time. It's like the vast majority of people are like, oh, Hillary cool, are just like too young to remember that she's a sociopath.
Right.
This just Trump's a horrible fucking creature, and brings out like at least some people that don't have piss for their soul, or like Hillary people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, like, it blows me the fuck away.
These Republicans moving over to Hillary, it's like, well, that's a 11-foot walk.
And it's it's significant.
A journey they've been on.
I find it really interesting that you're saying that because, historically she's been very center. But if you look at the Democratic platform,
in the U.S., in the world, she's very right.
Yeah, totally. But if you look at the Democratic platform in the U.S. this time around, it's like more left than it's been in a generation.
Yeah, because they had to account for the, they had to try to placate the Bernie supporters.
They've made their tent so big that it's about to break like a bubble, like bubblegum bubble. It's like
full of useless candy that's not going to vote.
Yeah, right.
But as far as voting is concerned, I mean, first off, everyone loses track of that we don't have direct democracy. We have the Electoral College, so basically, about 40 states are decided already. If you're in one of the other 10,
that's right.
You got a decision to make.
Yeah,
but I don't.
These two are swing voters. That's why they are all care and shit. Yeah.
I already know.
I'm
voting for Kurt.
Hubris of a swing voter.
But I'm in my John Lennon period. I just believe in Yoko and me at this point.
Yes, that's me and Kurt. He's my Yoko.
You have got to see the picture of us with my penis strapped behind my bush, which is no easy feat, my friend.
I vote for Kurt, and Kurt votes for me every election. That's how we go.
We're just in a big bed right now talking to you.
we all do this show from a bed.
And you say, I'm not a race realist?
Come to our Vietnam bed.
can we talk a little bit about what Trump did since that NBC news list was made?
Yes.
Because I bet you guys have some interesting opinions on that.
What?
So recall that Donald Trump said he wasn't going to endorse Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, in his primary battle.
Right.
Today, Mike Pence, his vice presidential nominee, endorsed Paul Ryan, saying that he had discussed with Donald Trump that he was endorsing.
Trump's a liar, huh, Aaron?
Well, it just is really interesting to see the ticket.
Sounds like cuck talk to me.
I want Aaron to move in with the Trumps. It doesn't be a reality show.
You know what? I want the Trumps to be like the new X-Men. I want every single one of them to be like a mutant who has powers, and they all battle for supremacy.
I like Sherrod's Adams Family idea with you as like the cousin or whoever.
That'd be great. She's the only fucking libtard in the house.
Tiffany Trump has the voice of an angel. No one gives her any credit.
I've never heard her talk.
Oh, yeah, but neither did Donald. Did you hear his son, Eric,
this week?
No.
Well, there's a guy that doesn't have the voice of an angel. He sounds like some guy from upstate New York. He sounds like one of my neighbors. Well, he can't do nothing about this, you know, like basically, so you roll over and enjoy it. You know, like he's one of those guys.
He's an it'll all be over soon guy.
But he could be like the dude from the Chef remake also. You never know. We're like, let me see your shoes. They won't fit you.
I haven't seen this.
They won't fit you.
And then he beats him up in
a jail with his shoes. You want my shoes?
That's a great movie, by the way.
I like that one.
I'll have to check it out.
Samuel L. Jackson's Shaft is a great movie.
Yeah.
Hernandez is one of the great.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Wright was one of the best characters ever.
You guys brought up Tiffany Trump. When I was in Philly, I was in an Uber pool with a guy who is a UPenn grad student who had met Tiffany Trump at a party the week before.
And
I was like, what's she like? And he goes, I don't know. She's just your basic white lady. Like, he's like, she's just
lady
like
such a burn.
Yeah, just like a basic white chick.
You watch Sunny in Philadelphia? A perfect comparison between the Trump kids.
Wow.
And that fucking family on Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well,
Trump
you know
is a
what?
Very beautiful
I forgot
person.
About. Listen,
very beautiful.
I have no.
Ivanka?
I had. Mm-hmm. Here's She's what gorgeous. I remember, dude. Mm-hmm. I remember the roast. We're doing warm up for the roast, and I didn't. They were in the crowd, but I remember them being more polite. I'll give this to those girls of Trump's at that roast. Them and Lauren Conrad were like nice because it sucks to warm that up. It's so many people that are like somebody there that already think they're too good to be at a roast because it's basic cable. So the warm up, they're like,
the most basic of cables.
But they were like, nice.
PTSD comes in handy for certain individuals. They were just in good shock already, and so they seemed calm enough.
Well, the one dude, I don't know which guy it was, though, which son it was of Trump's, but at the cellar was like a huge piece of shit. Scalero posted that thing about it.
I was there. I'm in the Scalero story.
What did he do?
I'm the one who jumped on stage and told that nigga to tell his father that I protected him.
But what happened? Like, what happened?
He was in the back talking. He was with all girls.
Yeah.
And the table next to them, it was Donald Trump Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And the table next to them was fucking beefing because they was talking and whatnot. And the next thing you know, somebody smashed him with one of those beer mugs that the Comedy Cellar have. You know the mugs.
Right.
And he was
going to sue the cellar?
He was bleeding profusely.
Yeah.
Then the show stopped because I know Esty was like, the show never stops. So I jumped on stage just because I'm an asshole. And I started doing jokes, but while he was taking him out on a stretcher.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, remember to tell your father I tried to save you. Give me a free apartment. As he's bleeding, then the next day it came out that he was going to sue the Comedy Cellar. Manny read the story to us at the Comedy Cellar table.
This is that long ago? Oh, yes. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, laughing. Manny was still alive. God bless. So laughing and so happy that Trump said he was going to sue the Comedy Cellar. He's like, this is the best publicity I've ever had in my life.
It is. You know what? It actually is good publicity.
He said he's not suing shit. And he
I mean, he threatens. Threatening to sue is sort of his MO. Like
That's his thing.
He tries to intimidate people.
Manny loved it.
Yeah. No, it's
Manny
not good.
Was passing out Barry. Copies of the newspaper to all of us.
Dude, because Barry, first of all, because you're like, man, Barry's like a fucking, like a guy, he's like such a bomb throwing lefty that, like, if you were in a suburb, he would be a guy that lives in a cabin. Oh, right. Well, you know what I mean. Like, just a dangerous person that should be watched by the government.
Yes, they definitely should keep
an eye. I hear weird things on my phone sometimes, like, Crimmins will hear you. Occasionally, I hear men cooking. I don't know. But no, it's the good old days. I remember the good old days when you felt special if the government tapped your phone.
Yeah.
I hear men cooking.
Yeah.
That was always something that confused me. It's like, I don't think I'm interesting enough for them to really pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything interesting. Like, what?
I wish.
Aaron, Jezebel, Gloria, well, Ryan.
The fact of the matter is you're not, and that's why that computer has to be so big to collect all your shit.
Because
you are boring
anything.
As fuck.
Because they know Aaron loves America at the end of the day. She's not an anarchist. She's not going to burn anything down.
No, I'm not. I mean, and, you know, even when I, like, turn my computer into, like, the Apple, like, Genius Bar or whatever to get it fixed, I never, like, have to scramble to, like, delete nudes or anything.
I do.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I got to delete
I had to do
shit.
That at the fucking DA's office.
I got to constantly clear my fucking search history.
Why?
And everything.
You don't get all happy knowing someone's going to see your awesome pictures finally.
I thought your cock was enormous.
Yeah, but once I had a daughter, I'm like, this could fall into the wrong hands.
Not buried in a young white girl.
Principal seeing this. Knowing what you always thought.
Giving her straight A's. Yeah, dude, nobody needs that.
Barry, what's the thing that you, because you said something that I thought was funny in Montreal, your show about all your like lefty pins that you've, I don't, how
oh, we just, yeah. I mean, it's just a complete collection of every cause I've ever lost on. It's like, yeah, like, that one.
Like
lost
they're all
that one. Lost that one. Yeah.
Just all these people, you know what it is, man? I bet you it's a lot of TV is kind of how the perception of like to righties that they've lost everything is like so much of it is entertainment and so much of it is based on like, here's how
like, look at the extremists that are in the Republican Party, they're in the Congress. And I mean, you know, you're slightly to the left and you just get completely red baited out of existence.
Right.
Joe McCarthy did his job. It worked. You know, I came along when it was still sort of, I was working with people in the business who I would meet them and they'd be all excited about doing something with me, and then they would hear a little more of my act, and then you know the calls don't get returned because they just didn't want to go through that shit again.
So this was before. That's crazy. Well, now it's like the perfect time to be doing left kind of shit.
Yeah, right.
Now,
yeah, right.
It's 60, funny though to
now
like
that
forget
I'm
63
years old and don't feel like talking.
Right,
anymore.
Right. That's hysterical, dude. I watch this thing. You and Greg Louganis have. Did you see the thing about Greg Louganis?
Yeah,
like,
it's a documentary.
He didn't get endorsed. He's like his dives have been unbeaten to this day.
And he lives in a trailer.
Never got his
right
Wheaties
now.
Deal because he
lives
was
in
gay.
A trailer. Yeah.
Can you imagine if he was gay now and the fucking.
All the money, the sponsors?
Oh my God. He would have.
That's what other gays should look out for. I'm going to throw some money back to Greg Louganis.
He'd be
in a fucking
having
trailer.
That bone marrow transplant that takes your HIV away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does he still have HIV?
The one that Obama hid. Don't act like you don't know about
Magic
it.
Yeah, Magic Johnson had it for years.
Right.
it's a no look.
Well,
HIV.
I don't know why you're tying me in with gig.
Gay glue game.
Yeah.
You know, it turns out that all lefties are not homosexuals. They're both at 4 a.m.
That's rumor and speculation.
That sounds like the gay agenda to me.
Yeah, right.
That sounds like your goddamn lefty agenda. No, dude, it shocks me out because I was always, the fight that I always had was because joke shit with fucking like lefty girls. And
I've really dealt with the left, you know, like you guys, a lot of comics, it's terrible, you can't say this, and it's like, I get booked at shows where they're the only people there, and then afterwards, it's like, you know, the committee comes up to talk to me. We're the People's Coalition Against Humor. And we were opposed to your appearance, and now we know why. Because all humor is oppressive. You know, I mean,
dude,
like,
that's
literally
the fucking,
fucking
that's
people.
The fucking big mistake that's gonna fuck it up for Hillary. By the way, is that shit that they did?
I don't think it's gonna fuck it up for Hillary.
What are you gonna do if a bunch of college, like the same people put Obama over, come out because in their heads, It's Berlin before the war, and they've got a wheelbarrow of worthless currency called being a white male, which in their head, which is not worthless, but in their heads, because on TV, all that's all you see on the cool shit.
Yeah,
I don't care what's on the cool shit is. Fuck you, whitey. It's your fault. That's what this guy's entire thing was about.
Never mind that you just he go had to outside read a and fucking, live your white life unmolested.
No, but he had to read a goddamn bell curve book to fucking just figure out why he's mad at hearing it's your fault, whitey. Just to tell us he's sick of hearing it's your fault,
don't
whitey.
Don't take it personal, white dude.
But that's the but don't you don't understand. Hey, I don't take it personal.
I know you don't.
But I'm not a perfect 100 IQ wrestling fan from the South.
Okay, so you're
and so if you got no if you got more mercy for a fucking Taliban than for that guy, it's gonna turn out bad for all of us, is what
yes,
I'm saying.
I got more mercy for the white dude.
I know you do.
Yeah, because I'm smart and I know we all in the same fucking
no, because Barry was like and March is like, listen, don't you're progressive. Don't say you're not. Like, which I was like, it makes me laugh because I always would say like, I say libertarian if I didn't make a thing up, but I don't think I'm fucking. I can't be like that granola enough to be like dead silent at the jokes Barry laughed at Stamp New York.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People that, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, no, I was just going to point out that you were talking about, like, where we were culturally right now, and I don't think we're quite at the point where we're going to have a, my prediction is that Hillary will win this fall, and then in 2020, we're going to have, like, a 1980 Reagan-esque backlash, where people are, like, really sick of the far left, and there's going to be, like, a turning
but,
back.
Well, how are you going to be sick of the far left
was
with
never
Hillary
here.
Clinton? Hillary fucking Clinton and far left in the same sentence?
Sure, but she'll
get
do.
Globe,
but she'll,
get in the game. She's pro-war. She's pro-Wall Street. Pro-enormous corporations.
I cover politics.
She's made. She's a hedge fund.
But that's how what Aaron's saying. Listen.
What the look, fuck? How
that's why I think it's sooner than what Aaron said.
I know what I'm talking about. I cover politics. What I'm saying is that she's had to, in order,
let me follow that.
In order to,
no, I know what she.
in order to secure.
I need more of this insight.
In order to secure the nomination, she had to appeal to the far left. And,
you're right, Barry.
The far left, you know how far the left is? They're not in the fucking country. That's how far they are from this place. Jesus Christ.
But I think what Aaron's saying is, listen, I because you're totally right about that, but what I think Aaron means is, it's just mentally, the way people look at it, Hillary was a goddamn communist, like, right. There's all you, finally, there's a little bit of clarity where, like, the Bernie people are saying more what you're saying. Like, she's not even close to that. But it, people's head, like, the people are going to come out. Yeah. That fucking big cornfield of dummies, apparently, that is
that's
still
what
there.
They think is.
No, my thought is that she's definitely not, I'm not arguing that she's far left at all. But I am saying that in order to get to the position that she's at, she's had to kind of cosplay that she cares about the far left. And she's had to allow them to speak. And I think that the perception on the right and the thing that the right will exploit going into the next cycle will be that she is beholden to the far left, even though she's totally not. But I think the far right will be able to leverage this. Like,
well,
fear.
You know, we'll see what she does when she gets in there, and I think you'll see how beholden she is to the far left.
But I think that she'll pay them lip service, and I think she'll pay them enough lip service to make enough sound bites to scare people.
Barry, don't you think, in fairness?
The thing is, more and more dumb people are dying, and more young people are coming along. And
you don't think young people are
there?
Dumb,
them.
Too. Right. Young people
Hold
are
on.
The dumbest.
Let's hear Barry. Go ahead, Barry.
But I'm encouraged by these Bernie kids who get called so naive. You know, you want to talk about someone voting in their own self-interest. Here's the one candidate who knows they get fucking put on the hook with insupportable debt by college loan sharks. They come out, all the jobs have been shipped away, they're screwed. Oh, and by the way, there's this one other little problem coming along. You may not live your natural lifespan because the habitat is collapsing quickly. And the idea that you would go out and vote for the one candidate who talks about that shit, because you're going to be around for a few more decades or maybe several more if things work out right, you know, that doesn't seem to be naive or crazy or far left or anything. It's just pragmatic.
But what you just said, dude, I think a bunch of them people think just that, but for fucking Trump, and their crazy outside guy got in.
Yeah.
And
well,
the Democrats
I think
went.
You're exactly right. This is nobody wants, you know, like, the problem with this country is it goes in two directions, nowhere and reverse, you know? And so now we're ready to jam it in reverse, and this guy's talking about the good old days and whatever. It's like the good old days.
We are going to have marriage equality under the sea.
That was Andrew Cuomo's speech at the DNC, was that, like, what good old days? And I think, like, what Kurt is saying, and I think what you've said, like, you were absolutely right that they're appealing to this, like, this, they're being honest about what is pragmatic for the future completely. But I also think as people age, they get shitty. They get terrible. And I think if you, all you have to do is take a look at baby boomers.
Well, like thank you.
Sometimes they get like, smarter and they stop giving a fuck about friend, what don't matter.
As our friend Al from Alabama pointed out, there are exceptions. But a general pattern. A general pattern.
I think
pattern
the older you are, the smarter you are. Most times.
But yeah, but like then how can
young
you
young and dumb and think they know stuff.
Because irrationality and smart are not the same thing.
If you take a look at Trump's voters, for example, they're mostly over 65 and they're like not very educated.
That's who's admitting to voting for him. I think there's a bunch of people,
most people are young,
secretly voting for him, for sure.
And your uncles and your cousins, all your cousins.
And they have the same,
all your cousins.
Listen, all that Bernie Hope guy, they're that guy.
Yeah.
But they think Trump because they think global warming's a commie thing that commies made up. So who's got their fucking thing now.
Me and K-Bar is the only people in here whose family not voting for Trump, and Reggie.
Okay, but just
My family's not voting for Trump.
They had
enough.
Definitely voting for him.
No.
Not the anti-Semitic shit with Israeli people.
My mom told me when last time I came home, my parents were like, we just pick based on the individual, but they would normally vote Republican because of Israel, but they were like, we just can't in good conscience possibly vote for Trump.
Your aunts and your aunties.
My parents are Hold on. In Israel,
my family's all Bernie supporters.
I'm a real
in fairness. In fairness,
of course they do.
Barry, don't you think, in fairness, that Hillary gets elected? You think the Chinese don't want us to have universal health care? You don't think they also care?
I don't.
You don't think China wants us to clean up our act?
No, I
have faith in the Chinese
are...
versus Donald Trump. Is what I'm saying.
We're going to have Barry in the studio when he comes.
I know, because I have to. You clearly need like a helmet and to be there in person to get in on this. I understand. I appreciate the generosity you have to put me on the phone here, but it's a lot to hear.
And you thought your past was dark.
Yeah. Well, listen, you should come call in and trash something every week like that. Like,
I'd be happy to, but I mean, you know, like people, I just think people can get a little smarter and you know, sure, when people get old they do tend to become more reactionary, and that's
true.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But not everybody, and that you know, not with as much damage as they're doing to how we take care of old people in this country, there'll probably be more people who are pissed off in the right direction in a couple more years. We'll see.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it's not all based around the presidency. It's based around what we do. We put demands on the table. Part of the reason those you know, centrist to right Dems had to put all this shit into their platform was because they were scared, because a bunch of people did actually say, hey, by the way, we noticed this shit. So we just have to keep noticing shit, and maybe, you know, maybe actually that's the way to you know, all we can do is scare those fuckers. Because they're all crazy. Who wants to... I mean, here's my rule. Never trust anyone who wants to be in charge, period. You know, you want to be in charge, you're a fucking weirdo.
Yep.
I've looked at the entire world, and there's one glaring problem. I'm not running it.
Same thing with being a cop. I think, like, the most...
Somebody had a joke.
But what if it's a guy who talks like I do about stuff?
Somebody had a joke about, like, it takes a certain person to look around at all the problems in the country and be like this. You know who we need to control this? Me.
Exactly.
I mean, that was a weird dude.
But what about to say it out loud?
The gist of Trump's speech at the RNC, he said, like, I alone can solve these problems, which is like...
Well, and by the way, he's asking us to hide behind his skirts. He's appealing to this tough-ass nation, and then he says, but the only thing, I will protect you. Really? You haven't gone to a fucking 7-Eleven without 19 security guards in 35 years.
I doubt he knows
gonna
how to ride the
protect
subway.
Me? I don't think so. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You don't know enough to not go out in public
he's
with gonna
get the classiest
Dorian
security.
Gray.
He's also fat. Can we discuss the fact that Donald Trump is like...
All right, Aaron. All right.
Come on, don't make it
like
about
Hillary's
his appearance.
Skinny. Like Hillary,
why don't you judge him on the issues?
Hillary's Baywatch. Stop it. Well, we gotta wrap it up right now. Barry, really want to thank
your thing on Netflix, dude?
Hey,
call in.
Call Me Lucky Goldthwait's film about me is still on Netflix.
Yeah, that's how I learned of you. It's fucking awesome.
Say it again, yeah.
Call Me Lucky, it's about how he fucking...
Oh, it's great,
he's a congressman.
And now my special that Louis directed and produced and will be distributing will be available on his website.
That's
and,
amazing.
When that happens, I'll definitely... You guys will be hearing from me again.
When you're in New York too, Barry, we want you on air in the studio, man. You're part of the fucking family now.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. I love all of you, and you know, and I like that you're prying open this sewer manhole and, you know, letting these horrid squalid odors out in the day where some people like, I've never wanted to smell that. Well, it's fucking there. So,
in fairness, we created some of the odors.
It's at Crimmins, C-R-I-M-M-I-N-S on Twitter, and you can find a bunch of other shit about me from
yes, at Crimmins, yeah.
Check out watch
file
that
a free information brief with the FBI, and you know, you'll get to, and you can get high on the magic marker smell.
Yes, don't forget tonight, 10:30 on A&E, Black and White, second episode, David Alan Grier is on there. We got a fucking great episode. It's going to be funny as shit. We're talking about diversity in Hollywood, so check it out, A&E, Black and White,
and
tonight,
I'm on,
10:30,
9:30 Central. Comedy Knockout on True TV, I think they're running mine.
Yes.
Right about now. Aaron, anything?
No, I don't
vocative.
Have any. No, I mean, yeah, vocative.
Karen Krasthamouth.
Hey, check out Krasthamouth.
Yes. And all Tommy's right. In Ireland right now, right?
Yeah, but we pre-recorded, so we released a new episode on Tuesday.
He's getting so with much green dick.
By the way, I just got it. I'm playing Dublin then, the 27th of September.
Oh, awesome. We got people listening out there, man, so go see Barry Crimmins out in Dublin.
Yes, Race Wars. We did it.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.